New York Governor Andrew Cuomo attended a policy meeting at the Sheraton Hotel in Midtown today. At lunchtime, occupying a quarter block, New Yorkers rallied outside to demand he not allow gas drilling in New York. News reports are that he intends to announce rules for drilling after Labor Day. WBAI's Rebecca Miles was at the rally and filed this report.
Occupying a quarter of a New York Midtown block today, over 200 anti-fracking activists with a brass band rallied outside the Sheraton Hotel, hoping New York's governor would hear their plea to ban fracking in the state. The appeal came from mixed generations, from great-great-grandfathers to schoolgirls, who said if Cuomo hopes to count on the support of New Yorkers and environmentalists for a future presidential run, he must say no to fracking New York. Cuomo was attending a policy summit organized by the New York State Democratic Committee at the hotel. Alice Christie from Queens says absolutely no fracking way to fracking.
This has got to stop. I don't want my faucet exploding in my face. And I have a grandson who's 13, and I don't want him growing up in a world where he can't drink the water, and he could have a faucet explode in his face. So there is no way, no fracking way, this bill should be passed. I am so opposed to this, and I have always voted for Governor Cuomo. And if he's going to do this, I may become an independent.
Attending was Zach Malitz, who's the campaign manager for Credo Action, one of today's organizers.
I believe Cuomo has gotten the message and will continue to get the message. It's clear that New Yorkers are opposed to fracking, and if he moves forward with that plan, it will be a disaster for him politically. If you want to call Governor Cuomo and let him know about your opposition to fracking, you can call him at 866-961-3208.
All around the rally site, activists were talking to people in business suits and those on vacation handing out leaflets. Oil and gas companies are keen to tap the natural gas resources in the Marcellus Shale, a geological formation that runs along the southern tier of New York. Many landowners in the state are keen to make money from leasing their land, but many are apprehensive about water pollution, which has happened in many states where fracking has occurred. As the Marcellus Shale runs under the Delaware watershed, where the majority of New Yorkers currently get clean, unfiltered water, many are worried, like 9-year-old Queens schoolgirl Lucinda.
I want to try and save the water from being fracked in. Fracking is when people, they try to get various natural gases from under the water. And when they do it, some of the gas escapes into the groundwater. So when people and animals drink it, then they get sick.
Halfway through a rally, a cheer went up from the crowd as a 20-foot banner appeared suspended from a high floor on the Sheraton Hotel reading Cuomo, Don't Frack New York, with the symbol for poison. The banner hung out of the window for 15 minutes and was then slowly reeled in. New Yorker Ellen Durant held aloft a sign that was almost as big as herself, which read, "Permitting fracking is a betrayal of the public health of all New Yorkers."
When they frack in the shale, they go down deep, and there are poisons that are put into these holds. And these poisons, such as methane, butane, seep out. They seep out into the atmosphere, methane. They seep out into the water, and these things are poisonous. And it's been proven. Josh Fox, who was the author of Gasland, and you can see that, gasland.com if you want, but he went across country after being asked to have his land fracked upon. And what you see in that movie is frightening. You see things like wells blowing up, sheep and cattle losing their hides, people getting cancer, a man lighting a match under a running water faucet that blows up in fire. We don't want that. This is dangerous. It's dangerous to our health. It's dangerous to our very being. I mean, you talk about the environment, but when you say environment, you're talking about people.
CBS reported earlier this week Governor Cuomo and the Department of Environmental Conservation are set to release rules for fracking in the southern tier of New York after Labor Day, but 160 organizations across New York support a ban on fracking. We called the governor's press office today to confirm when the rules might be released, but they did not get back to us before deadline. And on Sunday, New York State Senator Adriano Espiat is taking a road trip with environmentalists to Pennsylvania to meet residents there where fracking has been underway for over a year. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting. Go, go, go.